T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The following program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily those of KDKA or its parent companies. The information provided in this program is for general informational purposes only. Listeners are encouraged to consult with their health provider regarding their specific medical issues. It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
Here he is, the man who always educates and leaves me thinking about the show long after we say goodbye, because it's that good. He's Dr. Joseph Honigman from the Weiner Wellness Center, and I'd be honored if my kids were in a classroom where he was teaching them, because he had a lot of information to share, and now they're going to be talking about something they're probably listening to right now. Dad, you have that chronic inflammation. It comes with age. This is something I think we all need to listen to. You are really going to find out a lot about it. So, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, back for another hour of the Weiner Wellness Center program, Get Well Naturally, the good doctor, Dr. Joseph Honigman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Rob. Great to be with you again. And let's get started right away. Let's get right into the topic, which is chronic inflammation and autoimmune disease. Now, most chronic inflammation is associated with autoimmune disorders, which occur when the body's own immune system attacks and destroys healthy body tissue, often by mistake. That's just not good. There are more than 80 types of autoimmune disorders that we know of, and probably a lot more that remain unnamed. A few that you may be familiar with include rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, celiac disease, Crohn's disease, and multiple sclerosis. Many functional health care practitioners, including me, believe that the root causes of almost all autoimmune diseases are the same. And that is nasty microbes, environmental toxins, allergens, stress, and poor diet. So, to begin with, how does our immune system's response go so wrong that it results in chronic inflammation and possibly autoimmune disease? It's important to note that our immune system is indeed complicated, and its details are far beyond the scope of this radio show. However, I will do my best to explain the key points as simply and as clearly as possible. There are two main parts of your immune system. They are the innate and the adaptive immunity. Innate immunity is something, listen to the term, innate, right? It means we already have it. Innate immunity is something already present in your body that's prepared to rock and roll as soon as something that is perceived as foreign and dangerous enters into our body. It's a generalized response. It's not specific. In other words, no matter what the nasty microbe or pathogen is, there will be a similar defense mounted, bringing the same barriers and weapons to the fight. Your adaptive immunity takes a little longer to kick in and is created in response to an exposure to a specific foreign substance, such as a specific nasty microbe, including bacteria and viruses. Once activated, your innate immunity against that specific type of allergen, I should say adaptive immunity against that specific type of antigen, remains throughout your life. So your adaptive immune system can remember that particular pathogen encountered, and it is prepared and able to respond much quicker the second time around. But consider this. The nasty microbes, they are also adapting. They're changing. So responding to a new version of an old foe can still take a considerable amount of time and effort. So how does this whole process work? both innate and adaptive immunity involve cell messengers, soldiers, feedback, and repair mechanisms. So, think of your immune system as your own personal armed forces. To mount a good defense, you're going to need a very good intelligence system providing information that can be sent quickly to your cell soldiers and cell helpers that are necessary to address the environmental toxin or pathogen that you are exposed to, or to repair the damage done by a cut. Gathering and dispensing that information is the purpose of our cell messengers. They provide the appropriate information to our fighting cells and also to the cells that can repair the damage and regulate the response, turning it off when the mission is accomplished to prevent excessive collateral damage to our own tissues. Bottom line, if our armed forces are not getting the correct information, this can result in a compromise to our health. It can be dangerous. Now, am I getting that point across? It's the cell messengers that are extremely important in deciding whether or not we're going to have an appropriate or an inappropriate response to a foreign invader or to an environmental toxin. So think about that, right? We have to modulate our inflammatory system to be sure that our cell messengers get the right information at the right time. For example, we rely on accurate and timely information to inform our innate immune system to quickly initiate a response against a foreign invader and provide inflammation, which is an important part of the immune response. And we will get back to what inflammation is all about very shortly.
We are going to take a short break. We'll come back. 412-922-WELL. Of course, 9355 is how you can reach them at the Weiner Wellness Center. And I always tell people during the hour, if you'd like to meet this man in person and become one of his many patients, that list ever growing, simply call and say you'd like to get an appointment with Dr. Joseph Honigman. Number 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355, drweiner, WINER.com. Coming back with more of Get Well Naturally, talking chronic inflammation. Lots more still to come with Dr. Joseph Honigman as we continue on this Saturday, January the 11th, 2020.
It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
Let's get back to this week's conversation and topic, chronic inflammation, with your host, Dr. Joseph Honigman, the Weiner Wellness Center program, Get Well Naturally.
Thanks, Rob. Well, I'm going to begin where I left off. And that is on how important accurate and timely information is to inform our innate immune system to quickly initiate a response against a foreign invader. And inflammation is an important part of that innate immune response. In fact, inflammation is used to stop and minimize damage from environmental toxins as well as dangerous invaders, and so it can be a life-saving process. In brief, acute inflammation is the body's normal response to injuries or infections. Cells of the immune system travel to the site of injury or infection, and they purposely cause inflammation. And the four signs of inflammation are warmth, redness, swelling, and pain. It is an increase in the blood flow that results in the redness and the heat. The accumulation of fluid results in the swelling and the release of compounds giving rise to nerve signals that cause pain. So what can go wrong? Remember, the root cause of almost all chronic inflammation and autoimmune conditions are basically the same. And that's going to be an overload of microbes, nasty microbes, environmental toxins, allergens, stress, and poor diet. Now, think about how often you are exposed to one or more of those on a daily basis. This constant bombardment can result in an overwhelming toxic load. It then becomes easy to understand how this can result in an overreaction of our inflammatory system, now ready to react with a here trigger to any perceived threat, real or not, with an overwhelming force. It's like bringing a shotgun to kill a fly when just opening the window may be sufficient and result in a lot less damage to your own property, that being your own cells and tissues. It can even cause a quick death, such as in an overwhelming reaction of your immune response to a bacteria or virus that is unfamiliar to your immune system. For example, the Spanish influenza epidemic in 1918-1919 killed as many as 40 to 70 million people worldwide, and most died not because of the influenza virus itself, but because the virus was new to their immune system and their own innate response attacked the invader with such overwhelming force and vigor that it not only killed the virus, but it also killed the person along with the virus. Now, that's an example of an acute overreaction of the immune system due to a lack of information and knowledge about a nasty microbe. In this case, it was a particular strain of the flu virus. On the other hand, chronic, long-term inflammation associated with autoimmune diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, multiple sclerosis, Crohn's disease, and others that remain undiagnosed. However, whether it is a deadly overreaction to a foreign invader or a chronic overreaction due to your immune system being exposed to continued stress or poor diet, one of the keys to normalizing our immune system is to be sure that your cell messengers are delivering the right information and instructions to your immune system army at the right time. The good news is that you can greatly influence this through a healthy, whole food, plant-based diet and better lifestyle changes. So, Rob and the rest of you out there, were you aware of the huge role cell messengers play in chronic inflammation?
Is it kind of like our personal security system? What is it?
What? I'm not sure what you're asking, Rob.
Well, how does it play a role in that?
The cell messengers?
Yeah.
The cell messengers are absolutely, they're really the whole starting point. So we have all of these different types of messengers in our body. We'll get into them a little later, but we have like messengers made from lipids, and we have messengers made from like proteins, and they're sitting there, they're waiting for something to come into our system, and they're monitoring what it is. And they're going to determine whether or not this is worthy to mount a defense against, to send our army against. And
is it worth the fight?
Is it worth the fight? And you need the right information, because if they're mistaken and it's something like pollen, or it's, you know, it's a small little threat, and you mount this giant defense, and you're getting all of these bombs and artillery and everything, you know, going after a small threat, what's going to happen? You're going to get a lot of collateral damage, right? You know, like in rheumatoid arthritis, where, you know, that collateral damage is resulting in joint destruction, right? There's nothing really there to attack anymore. But it continues fighting, and all that collateral damage is done because the message is wrong. There's too many inflammatory messages and not enough of anti-inflammatory messages.
When they send in the troops, it must be pretty bad.
The troops are always there, see, but they're always relying on communication. As soon as something enters, you know, we have a system of dendrites and other types of cells that pick up on the threat. And now it's their job right away to determine whether or not you're going to mount a large attack or a small attack. But right away, you have an innate army. They go there. They're checking things out right away. That's there all the time. Okay? And then at that point, it says, oh, it's just a small threat. We take care of it. And it's gone. But if you keep getting messages that there's something wrong, then you keep getting a response of your cell army, which is going to result in an overreaction and damage to your own tissues. Again, it's like bringing a shotgun to kill a fly when it would have been a lot easier to open up the window and a lot less damage to your own tissues. So that's how important cell messengers are, and that cannot be underestimated. And that's what we're going to try to do with, you know, with an approach to decrease chronic inflammation. It's to modulate the message. So we have to deal with the cell messengers. In addition, we want to be sure to eliminate or remove as many inflammatory triggers as we can. Think of inflammation as a house on fire. Let's not add fuel to the fire. Let's decrease the toxic load, which is the fuel. So the first thing we're going to need to do is remove triggers. Okay, we can't keep stimulating the messengers. This means we need to assess where we can do a better job in reducing the amount of nasty microbes, environmental toxins, and allergens that we are being exposed to on a daily basis. We may also need to successfully better manage stress and improve our diet. In addition, it's important to stay hydrated and get enough quality sleep. I often begin with my patients by addressing the gut, although stress cannot ever be underestimated as a source of chronic inflammation. So why start with your gut? Do you know that approximately 70% of your immune system resides in your gut? And as part of its response, it will release inflammatory molecules? When this system is not working properly, it can result in chronic inflammation, an important factor in all chronic diseases, including the autoimmune diseases. In addition, the good bacteria that live in your intestines, in your gut, have an important influence on how well your immune system responds as a threat. It is believed that imbalances in your gut flora are a big part of the epidemic of autoimmune diseases by causing both chronic inflammation and making your symptoms worse. If you already have a diagnosed autoimmune disease, it's going to make it worse. So the take-home message: for a healthy immune system, our bodies depend on a good relationship between our beneficial bacteria that live in our gut and the 70% of our immune system that also resides there. So, a very important part of avoiding or decreasing chronic inflammation includes making sure that you have a healthy gut, including enough beneficial bacteria. Rob?
Yeah, okay, thank you very much, Doc. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back on the other side. We would love to hear from you. 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355, number to dial. Call the number. They're open. Tell them you'd like to become a patient of Dr. Honigman. If you have a question here, you can call us too at 866-391-1020. Best advice, though, make an appointment to be a part of that great team that is the Weiner Wellness Center. And, of course, make an appointment to be a patient with Dr. Joseph Honigman. And, again, you can do that, 412-922-WELL. 412-922-9355. And you can find out everything about all the stuff, the incredible work that they do at the Weiner Wellness Center, their Crafton Green Tree location, by again calling 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355, or drweiner.com.
The following program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic. It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
All right, just about time for me to say goodbye after a long day. Mr. Mangino waiting in the wings, but we have a lot of good information to still get to in the next two segments. This is the Weiner Wellness Center program, Get Well Naturally. Today, Dr. Honigman is talking chronic inflammation. Make an appointment. Become one of his patients. 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Doc?
Thanks, Rob. So I left off talking about that, decreasing chronic inflammation includes making sure that you have enough beneficial bacteria. See, when there is an imbalance of bacteria in the digestive tract, such as an overgrowth of yeast or the presence of viruses or parasites in the intestines, the gut is described as being in a state of dysbiosis. This can result in an increase in intestinal permeability. Do you remember what that is? That's known as leaky gut. And that can allow allergens and toxins that would normally be contained and eliminated in your gut to enter into your bloodstream, causing or contributing to many autoimmune disorders and chronic inflammation. Now, I will go over in greater detail what leaky gut and gut dysbiosis is all about on another show. For now, it's important to understand that it's necessary to address any nasty fungi, viruses, bacteria, as well as allergens, all of which can cause chronic inflammation and contribute to gut dysbiosis, which, remember, is an imbalance of the bad versus good microbes that call your gut their home. That is why it's often necessary to remove the bad and restore your good microbes and balance your immune system. So how's that done? Well, if you make an appointment to see me, I will often start with a gut cleanse to restore your gut to a healthy state of being. We want to protect against or heal leaky gut in order to ensure that allergens and nasty microbes do not make their way out of your intestines and into your bloodstream, causing a potential overreaction of your immune system, creating chronic inflammation and free radical damage. So, in addition to addressing the factors that may result in leaky gut, we want to optimize your immune response, especially your immune cell messengers, so that you don't use a shotgun to kill a fly, which will result in a great deal of damage to your own tissues. If you become a patient of mine, I will utilize a very systematic and comprehensive approach. And depending on your unique health profile, I may or may not order conventional or functional lab tests to get more detail into the root causes of your chronic problem. Of course, the decision on whether or not to order a conventional or functional lab test is always yours. And I'm happy to work with you no matter what your decision is. However, we will address what is most relevant to you and your chronic inflammatory condition, autoimmune or otherwise, by honing in on the root causes. This means we may also need to address your adrenal glands as part of the stress response, or possibly your thyroid, or even both. Even in addition, a weight problem may be contributing to your chronic inflammation and may be contributing or perpetuating your problem. And of course, we will address that as well. Now, there will be varying levels of success depending upon many factors, such as the aggressiveness of your particular problem, how long you've had it, your genetic profile, just to name a few that can influence your progress. However, for some, we may be able to bring it into a remission to the degree that it is no longer a concern, while for others, there may be a more modest level of improvement. The bottom line is that for the great majority who are compliant with my systematic approach to wellness, will result in at least some improvement, going in the right direction toward good health and not in the wrong direction. At the very least, we ought to be able to slow down the progression and make a little improvement. For others, the improvement can be quite dramatic and very significant. So make an appointment with me, Dr. Honigman, and we can get started on your journey back to health. My office fees are very reasonable. And the phone number is 412-422-9355, 412-922-9355. So what can you do for yourself right now to get started before you see me? Well, to start with, an anti-inflammatory diet along with the right supplements play a very important role in restoring gut health. It's important to reduce eating foods that are responsible for adding to the inflammation. Remember, let's not add fuel to the fire. Now, remember that chronic inflammation is often the imbalance between the pro-inflammatory cell messengers, which include something called arachidonic acid, and the anti-inflammatory messengers, which include those that come from omega-3 fatty acids. Do you need to remember the name arachidonic acid? No. Just remember that there is a pro-inflammatory messenger that is the mother of other pro-inflammatory messengers. So guess what we're going to do? we will reduce or eliminate foods that are high in the pro-inflammatory arachidonic acids and eat food sources that are high in the anti-inflammatory omega-3 fatty acids. There is also, there are both animal sources of omega-3 and vegetarian sources of omega-3. The vegetarian sources produce something called alpha-linolenic acid. And that's going to include our walnuts, our flaxseed, our hemp seed, and our chia seeds. And the other type that come from animal sources include the EPA and DHA, which are mainly found in cold water fatty fish, such as mackerel and salmon and sardines and tuna, although be sure that your tuna is a low mercury brand. Vegetarians and vegans can get their EPA and DHA from a blue-green algae-based supplement. So they don't need to take omega-3s from fish sources. You can get it from a blue-green algae brand supplement. We benefit from all the omega-3 fatty acids, both the vegetarian and the fish sources of omega-3s. You can also get it from krill. At the Weiner Wellness Center, we carry very high-quality fish sources of omega-3 fatty acids. Okay, and the brands include Douglas Lab Quell Fish Oil and the Nutritional Frontiers Omega-3D. And you can order them today through next Friday at a 20% discount that will include free shipping if the purchase is over $100. Now, be sure that you mention that you heard these supplements on the radio to get the deal. And the number is the same as you would get to call me, and that's 412-922-9355. And once more, that's Douglas Lab Quail Fish Oil and Nutritional Frontiers Omega-3D. Now back to our food choices. Remember, poor dietary choices play a major role in the overabundance of pro-inflammatory messengers and in chronic inflammatory diseases. Maybe that's why poor diet is the number one cause of death in the world. However, diet is something that we have a great deal of control over. And so better food choices play a very important role in our overall approach to prevent and optimally manage and reverse chronic inflammatory conditions. So what we eat influences the type of messengers that we produce. Are we going to produce pro-inflammatory messengers, or are we going to produce anti-inflammatory messengers? A relatively easy approach to improving our diet is just to eat large quantities of fruits and vegetables of many different colors that are high in antioxidants. In addition, whole grains, legumes, and nuts are beneficial and valuable in reducing pro-inflammatory messengers and the risk for chronic diseases such as diabetes and cardiovascular disease. So I recommend a whole food plant-based diet. The fact is that vegetarians that eat primarily a whole food plant-based diet, such as the Mediterranean diet, have lower levels of inflammatory markers in their blood when it's tested, including the well-known inflammatory marker known as C-reactive protein. Randomized controlled trials have shown that by adapting a vegetarian diet, there is a reduction of inflammatory messengers and symptoms in inflammatory diseases and conditions such as rheumatoid arthritis. So in a nutshell, vegetables, fruits, and nuts are abundant sources of anti-inflammatory phytonutrients and antioxidants, and a whole food plant-based diet can also lower arachidonic acid, which is the precursor of the pro-inflammatory messengers such as the pro-inflammatory eicosanoids.
All right, short break. We'll come back again. That number to reach them at the Weiner Wellness Center to become one of Dr. Hahnemann's patients. Get everything that you need to know about this program today. Information we've discussed, product lines, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355.
It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
All right, here we go, folks. Well, an incredible segment still to come talking about chronic inflammation. I can't stress enough, dealing with this, you need help. Go see him. Get well naturally. They can help you get well and stay well naturally. This is what he does. This is what he's been educated in for years. His name is Dr. Joseph Honigman, the Weiner Wellness Center, just over the hill from our incredible KDK Radio Studios, Kraft and Greentree, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Doc?
Thanks, Rob. So we left off with me talking about how a whole food plant-based diet's naturally lower in the pro-inflammatory arachidonic acid, and that, you know, arachidonic acid can increase the pro-inflammatory messengers in your body. But it's not just important what we add, such as, you know, a whole food plant-based diet. We also need to minimize our exposure or triggers that can result in an inflammatory response. Remember, we don't want to add fuel to the fire, right? We absolutely don't want to take, you know, one step forward and then take one step back by, you know, adding a bunch of nasty things, you know, into our body. So what are some of the things that we can at least try to avoid? Okay, we should try to avoid environmental pollutants, nasty microbes, chemicals, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, animal-associated growth hormones and antibiotics, our own excessive use of antibiotics, and our exposure to heavy metals. So let's not add fuel to the fire. In addition, we're going to have to remove what's there. Don't forget, that's also going to be part of it. We are already going to be having environmental toxins within us and toxins within us. You know, that's one of the reasons why we don't want to add more. We need to get rid of what's already in us. So, you know, if you come to me, that's what we work on. In removing the bad things. We're going to make sure that you're not adding anything new. We're going to remove the bad. We're going to repair the damage, you know, and then we're going to reset the whole program. So let's not forget about the importance of physical activity and exercise. It's well known that exercise can produce an anti-inflammatory response. In 2017, listen to this. This is very interesting. This was research led by a person by the name of Susie Hong, and she published this in the journal Brain Behavior and Immunity and found that a workout session does not have to be intense to have anti-inflammatory effects. 20 minutes to a half an hour of moderate exercise, including fast walking, appears to be sufficient. Now, that's really good news. However, there are some precautions to take. What if you're in the midst of having a bad episode, right? You may choose to rest during an active flare. But remember, it's important to get back on the horse, stay in good shape, and maintain an active range of motion in your joints. So begin again as soon as possible. However, if you feel sharp pain while exercising, stop immediately. That's for any condition. Some soreness after exercising is normal. If aches and pains continue for more than 2 hours, try a lighter exercise program the next time. And always be sure to warm up and cool down. And now for some more of my favorite supplement recommendations for both acute and chronic inflammation. The purpose? Reduce the pro-inflammatory messengers. We've already talked about quailfish oil and omega-3D. So now the next two I recommend are Inflavonoid Intensive Care and Inflam-2. Inflavonoid Intensive Care and Inflam-2. They are both excellent for acute inflammatory conditions and for chronic inflammation. And each, both of them, contain a very bioavailable source of curcumin, the active, potent, anti-inflammatory component of turmeric. Do you know that turmeric is related to ginger, which also has anti-inflammatory properties? They're closely related, and so they can be taken together. Now, for a little extra detail, I'll begin with Inflam-2. Inflam-2 can reduce pain, swelling, and inflammation that's found in arthritis and in other chronic inflammatory conditions. It contains curcumin, which is a novel curcumin product that demonstrates improved bioavailability compared to other curcumin preparations. So what does that mean? It means that it's absorbed and utilized better than most. Curcumin has potent anti-inflammatory actions and does not harm the stomach lining. That distinguishes it from the pharmaceutical non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, which can harm and do damage to the stomach lining. Now, the next one is Inflavonoid Intensive Care, and that's also features a very highly bioavailable form of curcumin called curcufen. And in this time, the curcumin is going to be bonded to fenugreek. It also offers boswellia and ginger, which may help support the body's own immune responses, as well as be a potent bioactive antioxidant. So, which one's best for you? They're both excellent, and you're not going to go wrong taking either one. However, if you become a patient, I can evaluate which one is a little bit more specific for you. Now, the last supplement that I am recommending is vitamin D3. D3 is an immune system modulator to support healthy T cell and macrophages responses. So the healthy T cell and the macrophages, they are our warrior cells. So we want to provide them with support. The supposed normal range of 25 OH vitamin D levels is 30 to 80. So your PC may say, oh, you're at 35. That's not so bad. It's normal. But normal in functional medicine is generally considered to be at least 45. And I recommend for any chronic inflammatory condition to try to be at a range between 50 to 70, even 80. When you get tested, remember it's the 25 OH vitamin D that you should have measured in your blood test, because that is the most reliable test to measure the vitamin D levels in our bodies. That's 25-OH vitamin D. Now, remember, all of the supplements that I recommended are at a 20% discount. So that's going to include the Quell Omega-3s, from Douglas, the Nutritional Frontiers Omega-3Ds, the Nutritional Frontiers Inflam-2, the Metagenics and Flavonoid Intensive Care, and the Vitamin D3. Now, listen carefully. By no means are the supplements I just recommended the only or even the best for your particular condition, but when taken correctly, they are excellent to reduce both acute and chronic inflammation. For a more comprehensive evaluation and a targeted systematic approach to your inflammatory condition or autoimmune disease, make an appointment to see me, Dr. Honigman, at 412-922-9355. And remember, the cost is actually very reasonable.
And listen, the supplements, unlimited supply, great savings, great opportunity to get educated what works for you. Help him get you where you need to be, dealing with something that a lot of folks within the sound of our voice today dealing with: chronic inflammation and immune disease. Again, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355, drweiner.com. Mr. Mangino coming up. I'll resume shortly with you, before you know it, at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. Again, have a great day. And listen, that number again, call. You want to be a patient of Dr. Honigman at the Weiner Wellness Center, their Crafton Greentree location, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355, 412-922-9355.
This program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily those of KDKA or its parent companies. The information in this program is for general informational purposes only. Listeners are encouraged to consult with their health provider regarding their specific medical issues.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.